Patanga from Brazil.
Patanga, Brazil, football players, World Cup, Olympics, great middle distance runners. Any famous long distance runners from Brazil?
Well, there is one. He's called Valmir Nunes, and he was quite good ultra marathon runner. I think he even met the founder of this race, Shichin Moy, and Shichin Moy honored him by lifting him. And yes, but otherwise we're not very famous for marathon running.
So this is your marathon. Is this your first long race, or have you done other races similar?
Well, not multi-day races. I did 24-hour race. I did one triathlon, Ironman, but this is my first multi-day race, and I'm loving it. Absolutely.
Well, now, what inspired you to come all the way from Brazil and do the 10-day? And instead of doing this, let's say, the 6-day race, you came right up to the big fella, went right to the big one.
Well, I did a 47-mile a year ago or so, 47-mile race. And at the end, to make the cutoff time, I had to go faster and faster, but I did not believe I could, you know? I thought, you know, I was just going slower and slower with every lap.
Which is something like 10 hours, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. So somehow I managed to get energy and do each lap faster than the next one, than the last one, like for 2 hours after 7 hours of running. And I just made the cutoff like 30 seconds before, and I came to know that I had more, you know, more capacity was given to me than I could imagine. And then I thought of this 10-day, 6 and 10-day race. And since I do not know what that means, I think I just came for the longest one. I'm not afraid of it because I did not know it, actually.
I would be afraid. Yeah, what you don't know, what's there to be afraid of? But in fact, now you've been here for
Three full days.
Yes. Could you even imagine back home in Brazil what it would be like to doing this right now at this point in the race?
No, I had no idea. You know, as I said, I was not afraid even. It felt a bit like looking into the infinite, like you're just staring into the beyond, and it's something what you cannot imagine. It's like, it's just a completely new experience. And so far, every moment, every hour, I have a different experience. Hard things, good things, but everything that's what makes a day. Many different good and difficult things.
Would you say it's even better than you thought it might be?
Yes, it is. It's better than I thought, definitely. And still, I'm in the third day. I feel that this is the day I'm getting adapted to the race. So I only feel pain here and there, usually quite severe. But in general, the body feels okay. You know, it feels like I feel completely fresh, except for one or two places here and there. Whereas in the other days, I felt like I was completely destroyed or totally tired and everything was aching. So I think this is the beginning of the real ultra racing.
Are you worried about getting a certain number of miles, or you just want to be here at the end in a week's time?
No, I don't have any number in mind. I don't want to do, you know, too little. You know, I feel there's a certain amount which is possible for me to do, but I do not know exactly what it is. So I just want to be up to my own capacity, let's say, or maybe go beyond what I think my capacity is, as long as it is within my limits.
Patanga, from a spiritual point of view, you've meditated a lot, you've practiced quiet spiritual things. Can you find spirituality or meditation in this?
Definitely. I tell you, in the early morning, before I start the race for that day, I try to meditate a little, and it's much less than I usually do at home. But immediately, when I start to focus, it comes spontaneously, like it's the meditation's already there, you know, just waiting. And here, at every moment in the race, there's a certain stillness of mind that I see somebody, I do not judge that person. I see something, I don't react to it in the usual way. There's a stillness, a poise, peace of mind, and this goes on throughout the day. So it's quite satisfying, you know, fulfilling. You feel fulfilled. So it's not like I'm always looking for something. Things are there and I can just see them and be a witness to the things.
But Tanka, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.